Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Just under half of Ireland's surface waters are failing to meet ecological standards. That's according to a new water quality report from the EPA. It estimates we will fail to meet the EU and national goal of restoring all waters to good or better status by 2027. Dr. Eimear Cotter, Director of the EPA's Office of Evidence and Assessment. It's a pretty grim picture you're painting this morning, Eimear.
Good morning. Yes, today we're publishing our comprehensive assessment of water quality in Ireland, looking across our rivers, our lakes, our estuaries, our groundwaters. And what we can see is that 52% of our rivers, lakes, estuaries, water bodies, collectively 52%, reach a satisfactory condition. And that is good. We need to hold and protect that. But that means, of course, that 48% are in an unsatisfactory condition. And that is hugely disappointing. And in particular, looking at the different types of water bodies, our estuaries in particular are struggling. Only 30% of our estuaries reaching a satisfactory condition. So there has been a lot of action and focus on water quality in the last number of years, but really disappointing to see these results.
We're going backwards.
And the improvements and the actions need to be much deeper. Yes, this is a decline on the previous assessment, so we're not going in the right direction.
What are the biggest offenders when it comes to contamination of our surface waters?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
So the water environment experiences multiple pressures. It isn't any one particular sector, and this is what makes it difficult and challenging. Agriculture is the most prevalent pressure. It impacts on about 1,000 water bodies around the country. After that, we have physical alterations, forestry operations, and also discharges from urban wastewater. So really what's the impact in the environment is nutrient levels are too high. There's too much nitrogen, too much phosphorus that perturbs the ecology. And we need to reduce those nutrient levels to levels that actually can sustain a good, healthy environment.
We spoke to one of your colleagues last week on wastewater, and obviously there's an issue there. And Irish Iska Éireann has work to do there. Are we too accepting of agriculture and the damage it does to our waterways? I mean, anytime there's intense rainfall, many beaches around the country are closed. I know we're talking about surface water here, but does more need to be done in relation to agriculture and runoff and the nutrients that are being used?
Absolutely, more needs to be done in relation to the agricultural sector. I would say in the last 18 months to 2 years, there has been a huge focus on improving our water quality within the farming community. There's been different water quality campaigns run by Chagas. There's more support
being
put in by industry.
Is it working, though? Sorry to cut across, Eimear. Is it working if we're going backwards? Is it working?
No, clearly, agriculture remains the most prevalent pressure on our water environment. We are seeing nutrient levels come down a little bit, but not to the extent that we need to see in terms of improving the environment. So farmers need to look at their farm practices and farm in a way that reduces nutrient loss and also comply with the regulations. The responsibility for those regulations falls with local authorities. There's much more inspections happening now by local authorities. EPA oversees that inspection program, and ensuring the compliance with those regulations is in place is absolutely fundamental and critical to driving the improvements in the agricultural sector.
Yeah, sorry, one last thing. Dams, weirs and man-made structures are the second biggest problem. What are we talking about there? I'm kind of curious at this.
So they're any physical alterations that are in our water environment, drainage, channelization, dams, weirs, barriers, anything that changes the form and the function and the flow of a water body can impact on the ecology. And so we need to manage these in a way. Some of these are there for good reasons, but they need to be managed and controlled in a way that is not damaging the environment.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Dr. Emer Cotter, Director of the EPA's Office of Evidence and Assessment. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. I'm just putting out the question here. I'm not an expert in this field, so I don't know the answer. But are we doing enough in relation to agriculture? If agriculture is the biggest offender and we're going backwards in terms of the quality of our surface water, are we doing enough, are farmers doing enough in terms of minding our waterways? Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.